Hello and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Monday, May 11th. Tesla Gigafactory Berlin should be able to stick to its schedule and avoid any major delays to the construction, according to German officials. Ever since Tesla withdrew its U.S. employees working on Gigafactory Berlin over the coronavirus, they then ran into problems with the soil at the construction site, and there have been concerns about Tesla sticking to its timeline to start production in July of 2021. The German economy minister said that they are not expecting any delays, as quoted in Reuters by saying, German economy minister Peter Altmaier said on Monday that he did not expect any major delays to the construction of Tesla's factory near Berlin due to the coronavirus pandemic. At the same time, the Brandenburg government announced that Tesla made, quote, a third application for early measures to prepare for the construction. Tesla will build batteries, powertrains, and vehicles, starting with the Model Y, at the Gigafactory in Berlin. Electrek's Fred Lambert takes a closer look at the totaled repair costs of a Tesla Model X with extremely high mileage. The vehicle happens to be his personal car. The 400,000-mile car was purchased 2 months ago from a company called Tesloop, who used it to transport customers between Los Angeles and San Diego for several years. Fortunately, Tesloop kept maintenance records in detail. The totaled repair costs were $29,000, and some of the big hitters on the ticket history are as follows. About $9,000 for repeated replacements of the tires, about $5,400 in replacing the middle row seats, which went out at about 230,000 miles, and about $3,400 for the touchscreen replacement and the charge port door, which both occurred around 373,000 miles. You can get even more details by checking out our video on the subject found on Electrek's YouTube channel. Tesla is going on the offensive to reopen the Fremont factory with a new lawsuit and a PR push against Alameda County, California. Last week, Elon Musk made a series of threats on Twitter due to Alameda County stopping them from reopening the Fremont factory. Among those threats, Musk said that Tesla will move its headquarters and some of manufacturing from California to Texas, and that Tesla would file a lawsuit against Alameda County. And it wasn't an empty threat. Tesla indeed filed a lawsuit against the county, claiming that by preventing the reopening, the county is, quote, violating multiple federal and state constitutional principles. Tesla is starting to offer price matching on its solar products, potentially reducing the entry cost. Tesla wrote, quote, in order to fulfill our promise of providing you with the lowest price solar, Tesla is offering a price match guarantee. Join us in accelerating the world's transition to sustainable energy, all while obtaining the lowest priced solar panels within a fast and simple installation process. And we invite listeners who are interested in taking advantage of this opportunity to visit our site, where Electrek's editor-in-chief, Fred Lambert, outlines the process and comparative return rates between the United States. The electric Volvo XC40 Recharge crossover goes on sale in the United States later this year. And now we're learning that the all-electric Volvo XC100, a full-size SUV, will follow, although perhaps not until late 2023. The XC100 will be built on Volvo's next-generation SPA2 architecture, which supports pure electric vehicles. Motor Trend speculates that the XC100 Recharge won't be revealed until 2023, and it will do so as a 2024 model year. And this is estimated with a starting price of $85,000. The publication also indicated that the XC100 Recharge flagship will be built with two standard motors. Reports from German media and automotive news say that the Mercedes-Benz EQS all-electric sedan is on track for this year in Europe. Mercedes-Benz production manager Jörg Bürzer told Automotive News Europe last week that the new S-Class and its electric sibling, the EQS, were absolutely crucial for the future of Daimler. He said it was a top priority. Unfortunately, Wolfgang Wirth, a Mercedes-Benz spokesperson, has told Electrek, quote, we are not able to share any more specific details regarding the launch at this time. Lucid Motors unveils its fleet of Beta Air prototype electric cars as it prepares for the launch of the production version, despite potential delays amid the pandemic. Lucid has over 40 Lucid Air Beta prototypes, with dozens more currently being built for the company's test program. Lucid said today that it was waiting for the restrictions to be lifted before they can resume road testing. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, Jeff Curry, Goldman's global head of commodities research, told media on Thursday last week that he thought a drop in business travel will permanently hit the oil industry, Curry said via MarketWatch, quote, I think you're going to lose a good chunk of the jet demand that would have been associated with business travel. Our base case is you lose somewhere around 2 to 3 million barrels per day. The March U.S. coronavirus stimulus package, the $2.2 trillion CARES Act, featured a Small Business Association Paycheck Protection Program. And let's put some emphasis on the words small business. Vice reported, quote, at least 16 drillers, fuel transporters, oil technology firms, and service providers tapped the Small Business Association's Paycheck Protection Program, the records show. Most of those borrowers are valued at over $10 million on the stock market. There may be some relief for green energy. The Washington Post reports, quote, in a letter sent to senators on Thursday, the Treasury Department said it is considering ways to let solar, wind, and other alternative energy developers continue to qualify for tax incentives, crucial for paying for the building of wind turbines and solar panel arrays, even if construction is put on hold. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, after other leading electric bicycle component suppliers introduced larger batteries last year, Shimano is following their lead with its own set of higher-capacity e-bike batteries. While Shimano has indeed begun to offer a 504-watt-hour in-tube battery, they have also released a 630-watt-hour in-tube battery and a 630 external-mount down-tube battery. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.